Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
That's Lockwood Smith. He's been away. The PM is in LA. But it's not been all play and no work for MPs on three select committees that met during the first week of this fortnight's adjournment. Members of the Commerce Committee met in Christchurch on Thursday to hear submissions on Te Uruwa Flavel's gambling harm reduction bill. While back in Wellington, their colleagues on the Local Government Committee met behind closed doors to consider a bill that would amend the Local Government Act of 2002 to give Wellington more power to intervene in the affairs of local councils. The bill divided the House right down the middle on its first reading, the opposition saying that it would undermine democratic processes in smaller communities and remove some of their rights. With the Green voting one down, giving the opposition 59, the government scrambled the bill off to the Select Committee with ACT and United Future, giving it a bare majority of 61. The bill is due back from the committee on Monday, November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Day, which could be ominous as it's bound to cause more fireworks in the chamber. And on Wednesday, the Education and Science Committee met in Wellington to hear submissions on a bill to establish an Advanced Technology Institute. More on that now from Rhys Lyon.
The Advanced Technology Institute, or ATI, will assist universities, research institutes and businesses to cooperate and collaborate in order to improve and grow the country's research and development sector. Making a submission on the bill was Business New Zealand Chief Executive Phil O'Reilly.
It points to a very important gap that's been visible in some time in the New Zealand innovation scene that most other countries have done something about, and that is how you power innovation in high-tech manufacturing and services businesses. A lot of New Zealand's innovation experience has been around powering innovation in agriculture businesses. No bad thing, of course. That's fantastic. That's how we got rich as a nation. But manufacturing and agriculture is fundamentally different. If you solve a problem for a farmer, you've solved a problem for 100 farmers. If you solve a problem for a manufacturer, you've solved a problem just for that manufacturer, largely. So the nature of innovation uptake and the nature of how we get those companies to invest more in R&D, for all of the reasons I think that just about every New Zealander would agree with, is a very different thing.
And another submission came from Economic Development Agencies of New Zealand Executive Director Samantha Seath, who warned against the doubling up of work among research institutes.
We're very supportive of ATI, but we also want to make sure that there is not, again, duplication across where the currently economic development agencies work. We've been through this in the past with government agencies where duplication has occurred, and what it does is it tends to cause confusion.
That was Economic Development Agencies of New Zealand Executive Director Samantha Seath. But back now to Phil O'Reilly, who urged the committee not to tinker with the bill.
If this thing is done well, it will be the single most positive event in research and innovation for the high-value manufacturing and services sector in the last 25 years. Indeed, I'd say in my lifetime, this will be, I think, the biggest change in a generation and the biggest positive change if we get it well. So my plea to you is not to try and double-guess it. Set up the structure, allow it to find its own feet, hold it to account, for example, through some review if you want to do that. But, you know, I think if we try and set lots of rules at this stage around what it might do, we may actually find that 5 years down the track it's trying to do things that we never dreamt it would do. So I'm all for trying to set the structure up, hold it to account through the funding mechanisms, let it get on and create a great outcome for New Zealand.
Business New Zealand Chief Executive Phil O'Reilly making a submission on the Advanced Technology Institute bill to the Education and Science Committee, which is due to report it back to the House by November 6th.
Rhys Lyon there, and he joins me now with details of reports coming back from committees during the week.
The Finance and Expenditure Committee reported back on the Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Statement, and the Commerce Committee issued a report on the Consumer Law Reform Bill, and another report was from the Law and Order Committee on the Corrections Amendment Bill.
And what did the committee have to say about that?
They recommended by majority that it be passed with amendments.
And what were they?
The main one is to reverse the bill's original intention to allow prison officers to conduct strip searches without managerial approval.
So now they'll have to get permission before they do that.
That's what the committee wants.
But there's a minority report on it, is there?
Yes, the opposition parties, Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First, issued minority reports.
And no doubt we'll be hearing more about that when the bill comes back to the Chamber. Thanks, Rhys. Parliament's adjourned for another week, back on Tuesday, October the 16th, with the next day being a Members' Day. More on that in our next report. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.